You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Be sure to check out WDWDailyNews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at WDWDailyNews, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
For good and a very important sorcerer.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Are you insane?
It's DW60 with Jeff Davis on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Welcome to the program. It's DW60's Press Roll Podcast. Jeff Davis here with you. So glad you were able to stop by as we take a look at the top headlines from the Walt Disney World Resorts that you heard this past week during DW60 on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com. Now, this time around on the podcast, we'll talk about new holiday entertainment coming to Disney's Hollywood Studios in 2017. Also, we want to find out, did Mark Hamill accidentally reveal the date for the next Star Wars trailer? Walt Disney World is also expanding the mobile ordering program once again, and there's a new twist on an old Disney World snack that might please you. Also, some breakfast details over at Satouli Canteen. And we've got Marvel Day at Sea details. And finally, Disney After Hours is here once again. Let's not waste any time. Let's get to the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you the top news stories from the Walt Disney World Resort on DW60. This is Press Row.
Time for DW60's Press Row here on Sorcerer Radio. Got headlines, and we start with this. 346 days since we have seen a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. Now, a lot of people will tell you right off the bat, wait, Jeff, hold on a second. We've got the Boo to You parade going on during select nights. Yeah, quote, select nights. That doesn't count. Plus, we've got the parade during Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party at night. Select nights does not count. I'm talking about a parade that happens nightly at the Magic Kingdom, just like Spectro Magic and just like the Main Street Electrical Parade. And we don't have that at Walt Disney World. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Disney says we will have something inspired by Paint the Night at Disneyland by the time the 50th anniversary comes to Walt Disney World in 2021. But that is a long time to wait. But we are getting closer, less than 20 days away from that one-year mark of no nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. The electric water pageant doesn't count. That's out there outside the Magic Kingdom. It's on Bay Lake. A lot of people don't even pay attention to the electric water pageant. They look at it, they go, oh, what's that music? Do you hear that? And then they look and they see these lights going across the lake, and they just kind of go, oh, all right. It's nice to see. Yeah, sure. But it doesn't have that excitement, that magic that a nighttime parade has going down Main Street USA. It's just not the same. So Disney continues to be very quiet, not letting any details out as to what we might get before the year 2021. But 346 days, getting closer to that one-year mark, I will keep counting the days until they decide to tell us what we're getting. And that's the way it is. That is how the cookie crumbles. But getting to the big headlines this time around, Disney's Hollywood Studios is definitely going to see the Jingle Bell Jingle Bam coming back this year for the holidays, and it's going to be fantastic. If you've never seen the Jingle Bell Jingle Bam, I just recently saw it last year, right after Thanksgiving when I went on vacation with my sisters and my nieces and Nicole and I. We all went, and Nicole and I decided to do the Jingle Bell Jingle Bam while the rest of them were doing Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And I've got to be honest with you, fantastic show. I wasn't expecting what they had to offer, and it was absolutely wonderful. And they had snow falling at the end of it. Okay, yes, it's not really snow. It's like miniature suds of soap, but it looks like snow. And it gives you that feeling of the holiday spirit right there at Disney's Hollywood Studios. But the thing is that it's going to be joined by another nighttime experience in the park this year, Sunset Seasons Greetings. There are going to be billboards that are going along Sunset Boulevard in the Hollywood Tower Hotel. Yeah, we still have that at Disney's Hollywood Studios. We don't have Guardians of the Galaxy. That's coming to Epcot. We still have the Tower of Terror, which so many people like. And those, what are they called? Billboards will become projection services for Disney characters, Christmas stories. There's also going to be snow filling the air. Again, not really snow. It's, you know, just very small suds of soap falling. But it's absolutely fantastic. I mean, you're going to have stuff from Mickey and Minnie Mouse, also the Swedish Chef from The Muppets, Olaf from Frozen, also Toy Story characters. And from what I hear, the tower itself is going to be transformed via projection, I'm guessing, into a pile of Christmas gifts, a gingerbread house, and a Frozen Winterland. So this is going to be absolutely fantastic. Disney's Hollywood Studios, once again, stepping up because, one, they don't have a lot to offer because of all the construction going on. But how many of us continuously miss the Osborne family spectacle of dancing lights? Adding something like this, like Sunset Seasons Greetings, is a nice addition. So you've got the Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, and now Sunset Seasons Greetings along Sunset Boulevard and the Hollywood Tower Hotel. It's going to be absolutely awesome. Also, Santa's going to be taking over Once Upon a Time Shop on Sunset Boulevard. It's going to happen November the 9th through December the 24th. And then Santa Goofy will appear there from December 25th through the 31st. Because you know that Santa can't be there while Christmas is going on. He's got all those presents to give everybody. So Santa Goofy is going to be taking over. It's really nice. Now, Echo Lake is currently undergoing some refurbishment, some construction. And this holiday season, the area's newly enhanced holiday decor will include a giant Christmas tree centered on the water and a few other things as well. So you might want to check that out if you're going to be there for the holidays. Now, when it comes to Epcot's former Holidays Around the World celebration, it's got a new name this time around. And that they're big on this whole thing, this festival thing going on at Epcot. They want to change everything to a festival. So it's now called the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays. That's going to be going on from November the 19th through December the 30th. And as always, we're going to have the Candlelight Processional starting on November 24th. You've got holiday kitchens, additional entertainment, interactive stuff, all kinds of joyful things going on at Epcot. So you want to check that out, especially the Candlelight Processional, one of the best shows in Disney history, in my opinion. Absolutely fantastic. So a lot of things happening during the holiday season. It's quickly approaching. Realize that, because before you know it, you're going to have the big Black Friday sales after Thanksgiving, and then you're going to have things happening in the stores with all kinds of sales. So if you haven't started your holiday shopping, why not start now? Go ahead and start it. Get it over with. Put something on layaway. Do whatever you have to. But Christmas and the holiday season is definitely on the way. Well, Disney Pixar's latest animated feature film, Coco, is set to arrive in theaters across the United States on November the 22nd. Now, that is the day before Thanksgiving. Now, the newly renamed Walt Disney Presents attraction at Disney's Hollywood Studios will host a preview and a display on the production of the film starting on November the 3rd. Now, out in Anaheim, Disney California Adventure will show a 3D preview with in-theater effects at It's Tough to Be a Bug Theater. So you definitely want to check that out. Now, this is something interesting that I noticed the other day and was reported on by various Disney sites about Mark Hamill. We all saw the very first, you know, trailer, the teaser trailer for Star Wars The Last Jedi, which is coming out this year in December. Everybody went absolutely nuts over it at Star Wars celebrations. But that was a while ago. We haven't gotten anything since then. Just a little bit behind the scenes type things, and it doesn't really show anything about the movie that really interests anybody. People pick it apart like they always do when stuff like this comes out. But we haven't had a full-fledged trailer for Star Wars The Last Jedi. Well, Mark Hamill recently posted something on Twitter that got a lot of people thinking as to what is going on. Here's what it said specifically. He said, "Watch Monday Night Football on Monday, October the 9th, for no reason in particular." And the interesting thing about that is that directly after he posted that, he deleted it. It was almost as if he did it just to kind of get you interested as to what might be happening that night, if it is a trailer that's going to be coming during Monday Night Football on ESPN, Disney-owned ESPN, Star Wars, Disney-owned. You see how it kind of comes together a little bit? Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker. Could it be any more perfect? Possibly. I mean, ESPN does need the ratings. Their ratings have been consistently dropping. And for Star Wars and ESPN and football to come together, that's going to bring up ratings, no doubt about it. Some people won't even pay attention to football. They'll be waiting for the commercials just to see if there will be a new Star Wars The Last Jedi trailer released sometime during the game. Could be pregame. Could be after kickoff. It could be during halftime. Who knows? Kind of like the Super Bowl. When you watch the Super Bowl, a lot of people will watch the Super Bowl just for the commercials, especially those first commercials right after kickoff, because then they get interesting. This could be the same type of thing when it comes to a possible trailer for Star Wars The Last Jedi. So maybe Disney told him to do this. Maybe he just let it slip. Not sure. We're going to have to wait and see. All right, Walt Disney World is going to be expanding the mobile order program. And that happens through the My Disney Experience app. And it's going to extend to Sunset Boulevard eateries over at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Now, what that's going to include is Catalina Eddie's, Rosie's All-American Cafe, and of course also Fairfax Fair. Now, the mobile ordering system allows you to order your food on the app before you get to the restaurant. You let them know what time you're going to be stopping by. You check that in once you get to the restaurant and your food is waiting for you. No waiting in line. Go to your table and enjoy your meal. It's an absolutely fantastic thing that Disney has put together. A lot of people have been utilizing it, and I definitely encourage you to do the same during your next Walt Disney World vacation. Well, over at the Sunshine Tree Terrace, you've got this thing called the Citrus Swirl. Really, really good. I mean, really good. We all love the Dole Whip. Everybody loves Dole Whip because the Dole Whip is one of the ultimate favorite snacks for a lot of Walt Disney World fans. Simply because it's just so refreshing in a way. I don't know. So a lot of people don't have the Citrus Swirl all that much. You don't hear about it. So what Disney did is they've put a kind of a twist on the Citrus Swirl. It is now available for you to have what's called the Citrus Swirl Float. It costs $5.29. It's citrus and vanilla swirled soft serve over orange soda. That sounds, it's almost, they say it has like a creamsicle flavor to it. You can also get it with root beer, from what I understand, a root beer float for $4.99. Am I going to give up my Dole Whip to try the Citrus Swirl Float? I think I'll have the Dole Whip in the morning and I'll have the Citrus Swirl Float in the afternoon. I think that's what I should do the next time I'm at the Magic Kingdom and I get to visit the Sunshine Tree Terrace, because I can't not have my Dole Whip. But for $5.29, that's not a bad price at all. So check that out the next time you're at Walt Disney World. All right, breakfast service at Satuli Canteen over in Pandora, the world of Avatar, at Disney's Animal Kingdom theme park is going to be coming to an end as of this past week. Now, Satuli Canteen did serve breakfast from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Breakfast all day. Wow. So at 10 a.m. they would start serving lunch. So you only got an hour to enjoy it. So what Disney decided to do is cancel it until peak times at Walt Disney World, which means I guess we're talking the holiday period, quite possibly during the Walt Disney World Marathon weekends, and other times, spring break, during the summer, different times, stuff like that. So if you did want breakfast, you're going to have to go somewhere else, but you can still enjoy lunch over at the Satuli Canteen. So make sure you understand that and get grab something before you actually get there. All right. If you are going to be traveling to Central Florida and you want to rent a car, or you're driving there, you're going for a Walt Disney World vacation, you may remember a couple weeks ago, as Hurricane Irma was coming through, the governor said, we're going to suspend all of the tolls on the turnpikes there in Florida so people can evacuate without any problems, no backed up traffic, having to stop and pay a toll and everything else. That went on for a while simply because emergency services needed to get in, supplies needed to get in for all of these people impacted by Hurricane Irma. Well, here's the thing. As of tomorrow, those toll facilities throughout the state are going to be reinstated. Okay? So it could, I think it may be happening today, but definitely tomorrow. So make note of that. If you're going to be driving to Orlando or any other place and you're getting on the turnpike, you are going to be required to pay the toll. You can no longer just drive right on through it. You don't want to do that. Trust me. Bad, bad idea. So make sure you remember that. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Marvel Day at Sea when it comes to the Disney Cruise Line. And then also, something is coming back that I've never really liked, I never really agreed with, but some people do like it. Disney After Hours, coming up next here on Press Row.
Trader Sam's Coffee Company is the artisanal roaster of specialty Disney-inspired coffees. Why not brew some magic in your own home? Some of our coffees include Skipper's Brew, Ghoulish Delight, Enchanted Tiki Coconut, Redhead Rum, and many other unique roasts. Our coffees are certified gluten and allergen free and feature unique custom artwork by guest artists. Trader Sam's Coffee Company offers an adventure in every bag. So start your adventure today by visiting us online at TraderSamsCoffee.com. That's TraderSamsCoffee.com. Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure to take advantage of this exclusive offer and save 20% on your first purchase with code SR20. That's SR20 at TraderSamsCoffee.com. Brew your happy place.
Storybook Destinations is a full-service travel agency specializing in Disney destinations. Their team of experienced agents handle every aspect of planning your vacation to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, Aulani, a Disney Resort and Spa, or Adventures by Disney. Their free concierge services include planning dining, recreation and tour reservations, discount monitoring, transportation, and much more. Visit www.storybookdestinations.com to write your next fairy tale vacation with Storybook Destinations.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
It's DW60 with Jeff Davis on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Press Row continues here on DW6E. Jeff Davis here with you. If you are a Marvel fan and you're going to be headed to Disney Cruise Line within the next month, you're going to have the opportunity to enjoy Marvel Day at Sea, debuting on select cruises that depart from New York. This is going to be an awesome time that you people are going to have. I mean, I've heard about Star Wars Day at Sea and how much fun it is, but now you've got Marvel Day at Sea. Lots of highlights going to be awaiting your family on this special day for your cruise vacation, but let's talk about some of them. You got the Family Costume Celebration. Now, guests are invited to bring their most heroic or villainous costumes on the cruise, and during the special celebration that will take place in the atrium of the ship, families are encouraged to dress up in Marvel-themed groups, so could be a lot of great costumes coming from that. You've also got superhero training for kids, and it's for those young heroes in training, where Marvel-themed games, activities, and arts and crafts are going to be offered throughout the day in Marvel's Avengers Academy. Superheroes like Spider-Man, Black Widow, Widow, Thor, and Hawkeye are going to be teaching kids the true qualities of being a hero. Kids can enjoy interactive experiences such as secret agent training, learn the path to becoming a worthy with Thor, and you can also hone your reflexes, speed, and intellect with Spider-Man. So that's going to be a lot of fun for the kids. Film screenings. This is really, really, I would like to check this out, but I won't have the opportunity. Exclusive ATSI screenings of favorite films from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, including the newest theatrical releases, as well as viewings of Disney XD shows, Marvel's Avengers Assemble, Marvel's Spider-Man, and Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. The newest Marvel cinematic feature, Thor Ragnarok, debuts on November the 3rd, the same day in theaters on land. So you can see screening of Thor. That's exciting. That sounds like a really good time. Marvel trivia. I know some of you adults are really good at this. Kids and families are invited to show off their Marvel knowledge and enjoy friendly competition during trivia games covering courageous heroes and fun facts from the Marvel Universe. If you're new to Marvel or you just need to brush up on a bit of a few things from the Marvel Universe, join in a session that will cover the basics of the Marvel Universe so you can stay up to speed during the entire event. Also, fun with Mickey and friends. It's not a Disney cruise without Mickey, right? That's absolutely true. Classic Disney characters are getting in on the action as well. Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Goofy, Pluto, Chip, and Dale will be dressing up to honor their favorite Marvel superheroes. And young cruisers won't want to miss this opportunity to have some fun and dance with the gang up on deck. Also, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for meeting and greeting with some of the most powerful and favorite Marvel superheroes and villains. I mean, you've got Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, and a whole lot more. Captain America, Iron Man, Groot, a lot of characters to meet. And you're not going to find them in the Disney parks in Orlando. That's the problem. You're going to find them on the Disney Cruise Line. I know you can find them out in California, yeah. But with this whole thing with Universal and the clause and contract, we can't do it in the parks over at Walt Disney World. So we do it on the Disney Cruise Line. That's just how you have to do it. So you can also meet and hear behind-the-scenes stories from some of Marvel's animation, game, and publishing insiders. Now, our premieres on select 7- and 8-night Disney Cruise Line sailings from New York this fall and returns on select 5-night Western Caribbean cruises from Miami. That's going to be happening in early 2018. So a lot of fantastic stuff when it comes to Disney Cruise Line and Marvel's Day at Sea. You do not want to miss it. If you're already going, if you're already booked and it's not sold out, lucky you. If it is sold out, too bad. Maybe you can catch the one in Miami sometime in 2018. I don't know the specific dates on that, but you definitely want to check this out if you're a big fan of getting on the Disney Cruise Line. So once again, Disney After Hours is going to be returning to the Magic Kingdom for 2018. And if you have ever listened to my show before, you know I'm not a big fan of this event. And for various reasons, I'm not a fan of it. And I'll explain that in a second. But it is going to be coming back in early 2018. The dates specifically are January the 19th, the 26th, the 30th, then you've got February 8th and the 15th, and then finally March 1st and the 8th. Now, ticket holders may be able to enter the park as early as 7 p.m. on the event night, and the park is going to remain open to ticket holders for 3 extra hours, including over 25 attractions, and you've also got character greetings. You've got a DJ over at the castle. You've got complimentary ice cream and beverages and snacks and stuff like that. A few things happening. Tickets are limited. And the reason that they're limited is because they want the wait time for attractions to be very, very short. Talking 5 to 10 minutes. That's why there are limited tickets. Now, advanced tickets are going to be $119 per person plus tax and are available at DisneyWorld.com. Now, after logging onto the page, If you're a Disney Vacation Club member or you are an annual pass holder, you only have to pay $89 per person. That's a discounted ticket for you. And they do this on nights when there are not extra magic hours. So if you're a resort guest and you're not doing this event, this is not going to affect your extra more magic hours at select nights at the Magic Kingdom. That's why they do it at sporadic times in January, February, and March in 2018. Now, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, I am not a fan of this event, simply because it is not an event made for the average Disney family. If you're going to be taking a trip to the Walt Disney World Resort during the time that this event is going on, I do not encourage you to pay this simply because of this. You are already paying an amount to get into the parks and stay at the resorts. You're waiting in line for attractions. You've got your dinners and everything else. What Disney is asking you to do is pay an extra $119 for 3 extra hours in the park. That's if you're a Walt Disney World guest and if you're going to be at the parks that day. You're already paying to get in for that day, but then they want you to pay an extra $119 for 3 extra hours. To me, the value just doesn't add up. Now, granted, since there are limited tickets, not very many, which means not a lot of people are going to be in the park. So you could possibly do Space Mountain, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Splash Mountain, Big Thunder Mountain, Pirates, Buzz Lightyear, Small World, Peter Pan. Quite a few attractions in that 3-hour period. What this event is targeting, in my opinion, are annual pass holders who are local and also DVC members who are local. And here's why. The reason I think that, especially for annual pass holder, when you're an annual pass holder and you live in the Orlando area or you're close, you're in Jacksonville or you're down in Tampa, you go to Disney for the day, you walk up to an attraction and it says, you know, 55 minute wait. And you go, I don't really want to go. I can do it next time. So you go on to the next attraction. That's only 15 to 20 minutes as far as a wait time. So for an annual pass holder who does Disney after hours, they get to do all of those attractions they normally just kind of shrug their shoulder at and move on to the next one. That's why I think it's geared towards those people. They're at Disney so much, they're not willing to wait in line for the big attractions because they're so long. A lot of annual pass holders and locals are not going to wait in line for 2 hours for an attraction. So when Disney after hours comes up, they're like, $119? Yeah, sure, why not? I'm going to be coming back to the parks anyway. I've already got my annual pass. So I might as well do this and get to do all these attractions. No problem. So they have that option to be able to say, yes, I'll spend the $119. Or for annual pass holders, yeah, I'll spend that only $89. That's why I think it's geared towards annual pass holders and DVC members as well, I think. But if you're a regular family, an average American family, or just an average family, period, who does one Walt Disney World vacation per year, you spending the extra $119 to do the Disney After Hours event is a waste of your money. The amount of money that you could save, if you were saying, well, I've got a family of four, and we're going to do Disney After Hours. So let's add that up for just 1 second, okay? $119 for four people. $500, basically. $476 plus tax. You can take that $500, eat somewhere very nice at Walt Disney World, get all of those T-shirts, plushes, all the light-up things on Main Street or anything else that your kids want, or maybe something nice for your wife or your husband, or just use it for whatever. Save yourself $500. Don't do the Disney After Hours event. Don't waste your money for just 3 hours. You were going to be in the park anyway. At 7 o'clock, you've already been there all day. So you may get 5 or 6 hours, depending on when they close. So let's say they're closing at 10 o'clock that night. So you get to stay till 11, 12, 1 o'clock. That's 3 extra hours. You were going to be there till 10 anyway. Why are you going to spend $119 just to stay for another 3 hours when you have extra magic hours coming up during your vacation anyway at night, hopefully? And that's up to like a possibility of extra 2 hours. And you're getting that with your Disney vacation if you're staying on property. If not, and you're staying at a hotel out in town, you've already been there all day anyway. Why spend another $119 for 3 hours? And if you weren't at the Magic Kingdom before, you don't have Park Hopper, but you're still paying that extra $119. It just doesn't make sense for the average Disney family on their one trip to Walt Disney World that year. Don't waste your money. But it's a good opportunity for an annual pass holder. Why? And they're local? Because they're there all the time. They're there whenever they want to. They get off work at 5 and they go, it's only an hour to drive down there. Traffic shouldn't be. Hey, let's go to Epcot tonight. Let's watch Illuminations and have dinner. They have that option. So getting to do the big attractions that comes with Disney after hours makes sense for annual pass holders. Now, you may disagree with me. You may agree with me. But that's the whole point of this, is that you can tell me whether or not you agree or disagree. Tell me how you feel about Disney after hours. If you think if it's worth the money or not for the average Disney family. We know it's good for annual pass holders and locals. Is it good for the average Disney family? Send me your response on Twitter at DW_60, or you can send me an email. Send it to DW60, that's DW60@srsounds.com. And those are your headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Just a couple of other headlines to get to before we wrap up the show. That's the benefit of getting to listen to DW60's Press Row podcast. Get a few extra things that have happened within the last couple of days since DW60 aired on Sorcerer Radio. So, and this is really geared towards you women out there, because I know, ladies, you love your purses. And one of the biggest names in retail when it comes to purses has got to be Coach. Well, believe it or not, you're soon going to be able to shop for a new Coach purse during your Walt Disney World vacation, because a new Coach store is going to be opening up later this fall over at Disney Springs, according to a Disney website. That's big for you ladies. Now, guys, don't feel left out. Coach has got some great stuff for men as well. Don't feel like you can't get something for yourself. Go inside the store with your wife, or your girlfriend, or your mom, or sister, or whatever, and check out the stuff, because they have some nice premium bags and wallets for men as well. Coach is really up there. They're one of the premium names in purses for ladies and wallets and stuff for men and everything else. It's coming later on this fall. It's very exciting. I don't have an exact date as to when it's going to be opening, but it is coming very, very soon, sometime this fall. So hopefully for those of you headed to the Walt Disney World Resort during the holiday season, you'll be able to go to Coach, buy a nice gift. Not bad. One other thing that I do want to talk about before we wrap up here. Now, this is something that's been going on over at Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe for some time now. It's a limited time secret menu option that you can order when going to this restaurant over in the Magic Kingdom. You walk up to the guy at the counter and you say to him, hey, look, I want to order the Nachos Rio Grande. And it's like $80. And this option feeds about 8 people. What happens is they say, okay, no problem. You pay for it. They get you a table. You sit and wait. And they bring out this huge, massive platter of nachos. And then you've got all the fixings to go along with it. You've got your guacamole, your pico, your salsas, your sour creams, all this huge, massive mound of nachos. And quite a few people have done it, and some have not been able to finish it. Even with 8 people, they even weren't able to finish all of this. It's a fantastic offering, in my opinion. I've never had the opportunity to check it out. I've wanted to for months now, just haven't gotten around to going to Walt Disney World to do it. We were thinking about, well, we are thinking about going sometime in November, and that would have been nice to try, but you know what? It's not going to be available anymore. Word is that this is going to go away on October the 1st. No longer available. So the only other thing I guess you could try would be the kitchen sink over at Beaches and Cream. I hear that's another one that's really, really hard to finish. But unfortunately, Nacho's Rio Grande, no longer available at the Magic Kingdom, Pecos Bill's Tall Tale Inn and Cafe, starting October the 1st. And those are a couple of extra headlines for you here on DW60's Press Row Podcast. Now, if you want to contact me about the show, you've got a question, you've got a comment, or anything else, there's a few ways that you can do it. You can do it on Twitter, at DW_60. You can send me a message over there. Also, you can send me an email. Send it to DW60@srsounds.com. That's DW60. And finally, of course, the DW60 Facebook page as well. Again, search for DW60 on Facebook. Like and follow the DW60 Facebook page. All show information, everything else is over there as well. I want to thank all of my new subscribers and all of my returning listeners. Remember, there are lots of ways that you can listen to DW60's Press Row Podcast. You can do so on iTunes. You can do it on Stitcher Radio. And you can also listen via the Weeby Geeks Network as well. So make sure you check out all of those. Subscribe. Give us those 5-star ratings and leave your comments as well. That's all the news that I have this time around. I'll be back again next time for more headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort. Thanks for listening to DW60's Press Row Podcast, and have a magical day.
Transmission commencing.
This is Wookiee Radio.
Translated for the Wookiee Imperium.
I like that Wookiee.
Your hosts, Ken, Derek, and Mike, bring you the latest news and commentary from the far reaches of the galaxy.
Hold it. I said hold it.
Subscribe today on iTunes and Stitcher.
I just assumed he's a Wookiee.
Start listening today, and remember,
the Force will be with you, always.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
Forgive the interruption, but I believe this requires your attention.
If you ever believed Captain America was on the U.S. Olympic soccer team, if you ever thought that the Winter Soldier was that brace yourselves guy on the internet, and if you've ever wondered just what would a raccoon do with a machine gun, then don't let another week pass you by without tuning in to
Mighty Marvel Geeks.
Mighty Marvel Geeks is your show about all things Marvel, with news, rumors, commentary, and interviews, as well as our weekly recommendations on what to pick up on New Comic Book Day.
Yes!
We're just like Kevin Bacon.
That's Mighty Marvel Geeks, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Missing the scents of Disney? Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company offers an array of Disney-inspired scents in their home fragrance line. Wax melts, scented candles, and room sprays. To bring the scents of Disney to your home, visit their website, www.magicallyscented.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble!
An entertainer just speaking English.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go!
There is something big planned on the horizon.
If there's one thing Piggy knows, it's how to make an entrance.
Blu-ray just isn't a new way to watch movies.
Once again, Sorcerer Radio is raising the bar.
Just ask Lightning McQueen. Now, if you're ready, on your mark, get set, go.
Y'all ready for this?
Are you ready?
The biggest Disney superstars.
The gods have a plan for you. A destiny.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Awesome. It's the Morning Zoo on Sorcerer Radio Mornings.
Hopefully you will not find this offensive.
And by omnimovers and boats, I mean crap.
When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
Well, actually, what we say is, someday you'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Hey, did you ever eat your maple spread?
Oh, heck yeah, put it on some chicken.
Oh, wait, Crystal, what does 62 cents get you at Walt Disney World?
Well, nothing.
Yeah.
From the magic within our hearts to the adventure beyond the horizon.
Airwaves will never be the same again. Find out what the buzz is all about on srsounds.com.